The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey, Upstate, it's time to wake up. Here's the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson.
Really, to me, the runoff now is a very simple choice.
Get out and vote for Herschel.
Nothing less than our democracy is at stake.
Time to get a new leadership. It's time to put someone in Washington that represents the Georgia people, not represent Joe Biden.
Buckle up. It could get rough.
I stand where I said I stand in the past, that a patient's room is too narrow and small and cramped a space for a woman, her doctor, and the United States government.
Broadcasting live from Currahee Station in Toccoa, Georgia, here's the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson, brought to you by The Prosperity Group, the Upstate's premier retirement financial advisors, on 94.5 The Answer.
And it is 7:05. Yes, we are at Currahee Station in Toccoa, Georgia. What a great town Toccoa is. As we came in last night and kind of started getting set up and everything, but just riding around the downtown Toccoa Square, I mean, beautiful lights. It really put me in the Christmas spirit. And we've had some great folks come out and visit already this morning. If you're in the area, I'd love for you to come out and see us as well. 7:30, we'll be visiting with Herschel Walker. Of course, tomorrow is the runoff election here in Georgia, very important election. We had some spent some time with Kelly Austin last hour, who's chairman of the Stevens County Republican Party. Stevens County is the county that that Toccoa is located in, here in this northeast corner of Georgia. And Kelly telling us that huge turnout in early voting, and she believes that that favors the Republican candidate Herschel Walker. Traditionally, early voting doesn't necessarily favor the Republican candidate, but maybe with COVID and the changes that we have had to adapt, maybe things have changed. Maybe it's going to be different. I certainly hope so, as we need to pick up this Senate seat. At 8:05, we'll talk with Georgia GOP Chairman David Schaefer, and then around 8:30, RNC National Committeeman and President of Citizens United David Bossy joins us, and we'll wrap things up with Mike Gallagher towards the end of the show with a preview of the Mike Gallagher Show. 877-235-9405 is how you join the conversation. Love to have you join us on the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition Talk Line, and, of course, your comments are welcome on the Big Rock text line. Lee writes, DJ graduates, don't know how or if this will impact his transfer eligibility. This, of course, in reference to Clemson's quarterback who was pulled after about three series in Saturday's game. The young freshman put in, and did he do a wonderful job and pulled the Tigers through for an ACC win. Texter, this is Jack in Flat Rock, says, Joey, what's up with some of the Republicans in Georgia going against Herschel? I just seen an ad with the lieutenant governor and his wife going after him. Yep, Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan, not to be confused with Congressman Jeff Duncan in the 3rd District of South Carolina, but the lieutenant governor here evidently has some issues with Herschel Walker and has not been very supportive. Texter writes, it's 4th and 20. We need to get Herschel across the line. Where is McConnell? He's getting another corn dog. That's where he's at. So actually, the senatorial committee has been working to raise money. I know Senator Rick Scott has been very active raising money and trying to put in some of the groundwork. You know, there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes that you don't necessarily see as far as voter turnout. And we're seeing that the South Carolina Republican Party has been very active in also trying to do their share. As I mentioned a minute ago, we had a busload of teenagers from upstate South Carolina who traveled down to Atlanta to knock on doors and put up Herschel Walker yard signs and that type of thing, just to show our support. We can't vote for Herschel, but we can certainly try to encourage others to. And that's why we're here at Currahee Station today, is to stress the importance of getting out and voting for Herschel Walker tomorrow if you haven't participated in early voting already. Faye writes, we can get to our knees. We need to be much in prayer for Walker. Our country is at stake. America is at fish or cut bait time in history. So your comments are welcome as well. 877-235-9405. Got my buddy JR from Westminster just got here. We're going to get the JR on with you here in just a minute. You hear JR call in all the time. JR is going to sit with me here and maybe fill in until Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt arrive. So we'll be hearing from JR from Westminster in just a minute. Senator Joni Ernst is not very happy with the Democrats. She said that they had given the Midwest the middle finger after the Democrat National Committee decided to not allow Iowa to have the first caucus. You know, this is sort of a tradition. It goes back to the 1920s. When Iowa was first to caucus. Ernst told Fox News Sunday host Shannon Bream that she was sorely disappointed when the DNC panel voted to remove Iowa as the party's first caucus for the presidential nominating process.
I am sorely disappointed that the Democrats chose not to have Iowa as their first in the nation caucus. We have seen a number of pushes in the past to change this. I'm glad that Republicans are staying the course. And, you know, how I feel about this, I feel that Democrats have really given middle America the middle finger.
Given the middle finger. And, of course, you know, here in South Carolina, I guess, if you're a Democrat in South Carolina, you have something to celebrate because they are moving South Carolina up to the front of the line. Of course, South Carolina played a big role in Joe Biden's win, if you believe that he actually won in 2020. And he kind of turned things around at the Charleston debate that very day. Representative James Clyburn endorsed Joe Biden, and he was able to come from behind and win the nomination. So South Carolina will be the first presidential primary in the 2024 election. Sitting beside me here, and we've been threatening to do this for quite some time now, you hear JR from Westminster. He's a frequent caller, and JR and I, we text and we email, but this is our first time actually meeting face-to-face. JR, what took you so long?
Well, I appreciate the opportunity and the invitation, and you got this close to me, and you're right in my backyard, and I just said, you know, and of course the cause, we're here to help Herschel get across the finish line, but you know, better late than never, Joey.
There you go.
Better late than never.
There you go. Yeah. Well, I'm glad to have you here for sure. Talk with me for a minute. I want some of your political analysis here. JR, you have two African-American men facing one another. What does that do to the African-American community, having to choose between a Republican and a Democrat?
Well, you know, Joey, it's very, very simple. People just have to look at each individual, look at the values that they possess, and look at their platform, which they stand on. And so color is really not an issue. It's a matter of character. And, you know, really probably for the last few months, Herschel's character has come under attack. But interestingly enough, you know, the left-wing media and the liberals, the progressives, nobody ever asks questions about Raphael Warnock's character and some of the positions and that he takes and stands on and then the platform. And basically at this point, you know, everything that he's done since he's been in office has been to rubber stamp the Democratic platform and to just give a thumbs up to everything that the Biden administration has been promoting. And it has, you know, and if people have a question, you know, when you pull up to the gas station, when you go to the grocery store, you know, when you look at various industries, here all across the country, here even in the state of Georgia. You know, he says that he's for the state of Georgia and for Georgians, but, you know, here's a guy that promotes abortion. He stands with Black Lives Matter. You know, he's for you know, sexual orientation being taught in classes and in the schools. And, you know, he promotes critical race theory. So that in and of itself, hands down, should be more than enough for people to make their decision to vote for Herschel Walker.
You know, it was interesting how the mainstream media treated the instance. There were reports. Evidently, the Reverend Warnock's church owned some rental property in the Atlanta area, and they were literally evicting some of the low income, some of the poor that they were supposed to be serving. And look, I understand. I own rental property myself, and there are times that you just have to say goodbye to a tenant. It just doesn't work out. But evidently, this has been a problem over and over with some of his the church's rental properties. They're there to support this community, but you didn't hear anything about the way that these folks were being treated in the mainstream media.
And you're not going to. You know, I just mentioned my good friend over here, Mr. Nash. By the way, anybody, if you're in Tocoa, stop by the Currahee Station. Turn the car around. Come on over now. If you're on Interstate 85, you know, make your way over here. But, you know, if you have ever been in Atlanta, and I lived in Atlanta for 5 years, and if you go to Ebenezer Baptist Church and look across the street, you'll see homeless encampments, you know. And here these are supposed to be Christian people. And, you know, so it doesn't surprise me. You've got drug usage and the homeless Raphael Warnock could actually, you know, care less. He could actually care less. So, you know, it doesn't matter what he says. So it doesn't surprise me, you know, that, you know, people are being evicted, kicked out, or mistreated, you know, from the rental properties that that the Ebenezer Baptist Church owns. It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. J.R. from Westminster here with me, and he's right. If you're in the area, be sure and come by Currahee Station. Have a cup of coffee, get breakfast. Just a great place. We appreciate Dennis and Christy and the whole crew here at Currahee Station. We're going to have a fun time here. Lots more to come. It is 7:16 on The Morning Answer.
The Morning Answer, a 94.5 The Answer.
Hey, if you're living with pain, you know the overwhelming feeling that you get with just doing some of the simple tasks, let alone preparing for the holidays. You're not alone. 80% of people who suffer with back or neck pain, they just can't relax. But you can when you go to Relax the Back. They're going to be there to help you. They've helped thousands of people just like you with the right products to help alleviate and avoid pain. You'll sleep better, you'll sit better, you'll work better, and even relax better. And to help you avoid the holiday trials and traffic, they can help you recover in the best way possible. Let them fit you for the perfect mattress. Their sleep assessment includes reviewing your body's pressure points and recommending the mattress with the best support just for you. Brands like Tempur-Pedic are now on sale with savings of up to $500 on mattress sets, free white glove delivery, and 60 months interest-free easy financing. And don't forget to have the perfect pillow expertly fitted just for you. So wake up rested, recovered, and ready to take on the holidays. Relax the Back, located at Shops at Green Ridge on Woodruff Road, right behind P.F. Chang's. It is 7:18.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka sees the mainstream media finally waking up.
You're confident, based on your analysis, this is Hunter Biden's data and that it's real?
Yes.
The timeline for the original story, the breaking of the Hunter Biden laptop story, was October 14th, 2020. Well done, CBS. You're only 2 years late.
Get the right answer with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, weeknights at 9 on 94.5. The Answer.
The second attack on Pearl Harbor? We'll discuss as we take a bite out of history with Ingalls Markets. December 7th, 1941 is the day that will live in infamy. The day the Japanese attacked the U.S. at Pearl Harbor. But 3 months after the initial attack, before embarking on a bigger mission to hit the mainland, Japan decided to once again visit Pearl Harbor. They wanted to see how far along the Pacific Fleet had come in rebuilding and to drop more bombs on the base. So on March 4th, 1942, Japan launched two naval flying boats called Emily's, loaded down with 1 ton of bombs each under the cover of darkness. Just after midnight, U.S. radar picked up the bombers and launched their own fighters to patrol the skies over Pearl Harbor. Due to the combination of air power already in the air and poor weather conditions with clouds obscuring the targets, the Japanese bombers failed, hitting one empty hillside and the rest of the bombs falling into the ocean. The bombers returned to their base, and the Japanese never launched a full attack on the U.S. mainland. The second attack on Pearl Harbor, nicknamed Operation K, was kept from the public for decades. This has been a Bites Out of History with Ingalls Markets.
Do you have big dreams for your small business? Well, you're not alone. CTC Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why they work with Nationwide, a leading small business insurer that insures over 500,000 businesses just like yours. Nationwide can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give CTC Insurance a call today at 864-223-8221 or find them online at ctcinsurance.com. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Joey Hudson here. You've all heard me talking about my journey with PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition. I lost 30 pounds, and I haven't gained a pound back in 2 years. I get asked every day, how does it work? So I brought in the founder, Dr. Ashley Lucas, to explain.
There are so many misconceptions about nutrition out there. You know, depending on what you read, everything is fattening and unhealthy. So one of our primary goals is to take all those misconceptions and wrap nutrition together in a simple and easy approach so that you actually know what and when you should be eating and make the task no longer daunting or overwhelming.
That's what I love about this program. It's so simple. When I started, of course, I used mostly your food, but I learned how to eat and when to eat for my crazy schedule. If you're ready to finally be healthy for life, don't wait. Start today. By Christmas, you'll be down a whole pant size or two and well on your way to being healthy. Call today at 864-252-4925 or check them out at myphdweightloss.com. Do it today.
Back to the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson.
He told me black lives matter. And if you think about it, Senator, in Atlanta, Georgia, there's more black babies that is aborted than anything. So if black lives matter, why are you not protecting those babies? And instead of aborting those babies, why are you not baptizing those babies?
Make your vote count. It's the Georgia Senate runoff 2022.
Herschel Walker, get out and vote for Herschel, and he deserves it.
Here's Joey Hudson, live from Currahee Station in Toccoa, Georgia. Brought to you by The Prosperity Group, the upstate's premier retirement financial advisors.
Are you listening?
On 94.5, The Answer.
And it is 7:22 on this special broadcast from Currahee Station. Finally, my co-host shows up, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Joey. It's great to be here.
Well, you made the drive over. Thank you for being here. We're going to have some fun. We got some great things coming up. Of course, 7:30, we're going to chat with Herschel Walker, the man of the hour, and we're going to have to push him across the finish line tomorrow.
That's right. You know, I saw a report yesterday. We have, 1.8 million early voting ballots have been turned in. That's a lot, so we have to get people out tomorrow.
We talked with Kelly Austin, who's chairman of the Stevens County GOP, which is Toccoa is in Stevens County. And I forget the numbers that she gave us earlier this morning, but basically over half of registered voters in Stevens County have already voted early. And she said that's just unheard of.
That's great. There's a lot at stake. You know, you and I talked about it a few weeks ago. The Democrats would have us believe that they kept the Senate. But what I've heard, you know, Lindsey talks about it and a lot of other senators, is that when we're 50-50, the Democrats have to come to us. They can't get much done without the Republicans. So they would love everybody to think it's lost. Don't worry about this race. Don't come out. We can't let them, you know, sway Republicans away from voting. That 50-50 is important.
Well, it's my understanding, too, that with the 50-50 count, that it affects committee assignments as well, because if they have that 51 seat, then they're a true majority, and so they get better committee assignments. They have more people on the committee assignments. But with the 50-50, it's more equally divided. They still get the chairmanships, but the committee assignments. And as you know, committees are very important in the legislative process.
Absolutely. And, you know, Kamala Harris is not always in D.C., and there's no proxy voting, what I learned in the Senate. So if they're going to do a critical vote, they got to wait till she's there and can be present to actually be the tie-breaking vote. So it slows them down a little bit, and that's what we want. We want to slow them down, and we really want to stop them. So let's get Herschel in and make sure that we take keep that Senate at 50-50.
Well, and it's also building to 2024 because if you look ahead a couple of years, the Democrats are defending more seats than the Republicans are in 2024. So we need this seat tomorrow to start building on a good majority that we can certainly pick up in 2024.
I agree. And then you have, you know, Senator Manchin in West Virginia. You know, he made a miscalculation by voting for his that Inflation Reduction Act, which we know isn't reducing anything. But with that, now he had Democrats coming out saying they're going to systematically, I think, you know, President Biden said that, systematically is going to shut down coal processing. Well,
yes.
That didn't make the people of West Virginia very happy.
Yes, particularly not Senator Joe Manchin. So, and, you know, with Senator Manchin, he quite often can come over to our side and help us out. So it's going to be an interesting time. But it just really stresses the importance of if you have not voted in Georgia yet, if you're not one of those early voters, and yes, as the Lieutenant Governor pointed out, the numbers show that there's a massive amount of people who've already voted early in Georgia. If you have not voted, you have to go to the polls tomorrow because this is so important. You know, the whole early voting thing, though, still, it's just, I can't quite get used to it. I like to go on Election Day.
I agree. That's the way we've always done it. And it's, you know, people ask me all the time, they're like, what is going on? Back when everybody was voting on paper ballots, we knew pretty much by midnight, at the very worst, the next morning. And now we have all this technology. And I said, it's not really the technology. It's the new laws that some states put into place where, you know, it can be postmarked up to election day. Well, then they got to allow 3 to 4 days. You know, we need to come up with a system so everybody knows how their vote, you know, who's the winner. Really, by next morning, you know, that next Wednesday morning, at the very latest, if you want people to believe in the process and not think that there's not shenanigans going on, you know, here or there or whatever.
Well, and you have these talent shows that can literally count millions of votes for a singer in a commercial break and give you the results in what, you know, 2 or 3 minutes. So certainly we should be able to count votes for important things like the U.S. Senate, the House races, and the president. You know, there's still, I think, what, one House seat that still hasn't been called yet.
That's right. You're absolutely right. You know, we want to make sure that the process works smoothly. We want to make sure there's, you know, things in place. I love what we do in South Carolina. You know, a big shout out to, you know, our General Assembly with the Election Integrity Act is that people, you know, we want to make it easier to vote and harder to cheat. So you can take your ID, you can go in up to 2 weeks before, show your ID and vote in person. You know, and I like the fact that, you know, when you vote on the machine, you actually get a printout so you can check to make sure it was right before you feed it in the machine. But what most people don't realize is that in South Carolina, we do a sampling in every voting district to make sure that the process is working right. And with those paper ballots that come out that you're checking, if something doesn't look like, we can pull all of them and go back and recalculate and if we think that there's a problem. So it's a really good check and balance that we have in South Carolina.
Yeah, we have a great system in South Carolina, and hopefully, you know, other states will adopt that as well. And again, we just have to reintroduce the faith that people have in the process. You know, it gets kind of I get tired of hearing the comments, well, it was rigged, or, you know, it's not unfair, or, you know, we got to get to the point where everybody, both sides, Democrats and Republicans, trust the process.
Absolutely. I don't think it's just Republicans that sometimes think, what the heck is going
on?
I was with NLGA when I was talking to you on Thursday in New Orleans, and that was a topic that came up. You know, everybody was talking about the Arizona governor's race, right? You still have one county that will not confirm, you know, the election.
Right. Yes.
And so there was, you know, Bethany Hall Long with Delaware. She and I were talking in a group, and she said, you know, I just don't understand. And I said, okay, it seems odd when in a huge area, a big Republican stronghold, hours and hours went by where there was no ink. You know, when you're on the Election Commission, you only really have to be perfect twice a year.
Yes.
Every other
year.
It's
right.
not you have to do this every day, right? And I think that's what makes people skeptical. When the person that's running for governor is also in charge of elections,
yes.
And then you get a bit, you know, you have this hour delay. So let's do our job, right? Let's make sure that we don't have these. But then let's be a little bit compassionate, because anything can go wrong, right? You can have the best laid plan and something will go wrong.
Mistakes can be made for sure. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Abbott with me here as my co-host as we're broadcasting from Currahee Station in Toccoa, Georgia. Up next, we're going to spend a few minutes with the man himself. Herschel Walker joins us. It's 7:30 on The Morning Answer.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.